It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Proves.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Proves. On this show, we explore meals you can prepare, restaurants to try, events you can participate in, beverages you can create, basically the fun you can have food with your family or friends here in Fairbanks. We have four wonderful sponsors for our show, and I hope they use them all. They treat us so well on this show. They're very fine, and we certainly appreciate them. Please use them as you can. They're the bedrock of businesses here in Fairbanks, and again, KFAR are so fortunate to have them. Hey, we're in our fourth year of the show already. Really? Fairbanks Foodies was the OG, the original show, for your lineup on Saturday. Your local incredible talent that is lined up for you each Saturday morning, stretching into the early afternoon. And Fairbanks Foodies caps it off for you. We have a big week of food coming up. And it starts tomorrow. And then we hit Wednesday night. Okay, let's get started. We have a Super Bowl tomorrow. And we have Valentine's Day on Wednesday. So I'm going to split this show into two groups, two segments. The first segment will be the Super Bowl, food, and locations to watch the game. The second segment, if we can get through it all, is Valentine's Day's ideas for you. Tomorrow's the Super Bowl. We wait for this once a year. We all think September that our team, such as mine, the Dallas Cowboys, can make it to the Super Bowl. And lo and behold, 30 years later, we still haven't made it. We start with 32 teams, and we get down to two, and finally in February, we have a Super Bowl champion. Here's a thought for you. Should Monday, the day after Super Bowl, be a holiday? How many people either not show up to work or not show up quite to be what they should be at their job? Hey, the Super Bowl is an American holiday and is more than about the game. It's also about food. So here are a few things that you may want to create. First of all, this is probably the biggest wing day of eating in America. So let's look at this basic recipe and add some flavors to it, too. You can go to Fred's, Safeway, Walmart, or Costco and pick up a big bag of wings. That'll weigh somewhere between 3 and 5 pounds. The recipes that we will use is for 1 pound, so let's just say 10 wings. Your wings will come either in a drumette or leg. They should be separated with the tips on it cut off if it does have it. So the first step is to take the wings out of the freezer and defrost them. It can take anywhere from 2 to 7 hours depending on what you're doing and how you do it. Once they've defrosted them, wash them, dry them, let them drip dry, then pat them dry with more paper towels. Now comes the first step of the wings. Where are we taking them? What are we going to do? Do you like crispy wings like I? Then you want to coat them in flour. What I actually enjoy doing is coating them in a baking powder for even more crispy. Yes, baking powder. So get your spice rub, and I like the Cajun rub. So here's my mix of a good rub. I use 1.5 teaspoons of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of smoked paprika and garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, cumin, salt, and chili powder, and then 1/4 teaspoon of fresh oregano, dried oregano and pepper. So add your 2 tablespoons of baking powder or flour, depending on how you want to bring this, to your spice rub. Mix them thoroughly. Then what I do is I get out a 1 gallon Ziploc bag, plastic bag, and mix it all together in the plastic bag, the wings and the spice rub. I take it out, put them in a bowl, and here's another important part. I put it back in the refrigerator for another 30 to 40 minutes, uncovered. Why? This removes more of the moisture from the wings, adding to the crispiness of the wings. Now, other preps you may want to do if the wings in a different way. Instead of putting them in flour baking powder, before you spice your wings, coat them in vegetable oil, then spice them. What the flour, the baking powder, and the vegetable oil does is creates a binder to the spice rub to adhere to your wings. Okay. Take over and set your cooking rack in the oven to the top one-third. Turn your oven on to bake at 400 degrees. You have a baking pan and a baking rack. If you don't, you should have one. Go out and buy them. On your baking rack pan, put a baking sheet down on paper. This really helps on the cleanup side. And, hey, we don't want messes that we don't have to really clean up. Then you take your baking rack and spray it with a cooking spray, such as Pam. This makes it so your wings don't stick to the rack. Lay the rack over the pan with the sheet and place your wings on the rack, never having the wings touch and keeping them about an inch apart if you have the room. Put them in the oven. The cook time is 45 minutes. At the 25-minute mark, pull them out, turn the wings over, put them back in for the final 20-minute process. So it's 45 minutes at 400 degrees. While the cooking process is going on, are you going to make a sauce to go with them? The recipe I gave you is great with just a dipping sauce and blue cheese or ranch dressing. Do you want to take them to a traditional buffalo style? If so, buy some Frank's Red Hot and a cube of butter. It's a 50-50 mixture here. On the cube of butter and equal parts Frank's Red Hot, put them together in a saucepan. When you pull the wings out of the oven, after 45 minutes, remove them from the rack and let them rest for 5 minutes. When this is done, when you're doing this, heat up the butter and the Frank's Red Hot in a saucepan. Bring it to a nice low simmer over medium heat. When it starts to simmer, add the cooked wings, coat them thoroughly, serve and plate. Get some good blue cheese dressing for your buffalo wings, put it in a small dish, and serve it with your very incredible wings that you made for your guests. Now remember, you can listen to the show for the recipes here or our past recipes at KFARradio.com. Go to the audio archives, look it up under Fairbanks Foodies. Now, here's another thing you might want to try. Guy Fieri, in some of his restaurants, does a nacho dish called trash can nachos. What it is a technique for layering a very good amount of nachos for eating. Now, here's my take on it, and here's how I do it. I use a glass bowl, depending on how many people I'm going to have, or I use a wine bucket. I cook chicken breasts. I use taco meats, taco seasoning on them. And if you want, you can do this with taco meat, you know, your hamburger. Mix it in there, make your taco meat, and then do it with that. Now, I cook my chicken breasts at 400 degrees for 30 minutes, and I use three of them, depending on how many people I have come over. And I cook them in aluminum foil. They're all spiced, and I put a nice chunk of butter on them. This makes the chicken tender and moist when you use it in the dish. I also get two jars of the Kraft cheese, you know, that you can put in a microwave. I get a small can of sliced olives, I get a container of guacamole, a container of sour cream. I dice up some red onions. I get a can of the sliced jalapeno and a good bag of tortilla chips. Many types out there, in fact. That hint of lime is really, really good on this. Now, depending on how many people are going to come over, depends on the size of the container, again, the glass bowl or the wine tin, the wine chiller, the wine bucket. So here's what you do. Take your bucket, put down a layer of your chips, and then on top of that, you're going to put your chicken, your slice and dice and shred it as much as you can. And you have your two chars of your cheese. You put that in a saucepan, heat it up, and get it to a nice simmer. Get it going. Melt it so it spreads easy. Then you get a nice ladle, and you start ladling the cheese on top of the wings. On top of the nachos and your cheese and your sour cream. You start making layers of this as you go along. Then at the final, you take it. And you're going to put a plate on it over the wine bucket. And if you don't have a plate that's big enough to fit, I use a cutting board. What you're going to do is you're going to put the cutting board on top of your wine bucket, turn it over, shake it a little bit, make sure it's all there, lift the wine bucket off, and then you're going to put a final topping of cheese, chicken, guacamole, onion, olives, jalapeno, your sour cream on top. Have it overflowing, and bam, you are ready to serve on something like this, 5 to 7 people. It's great. On your glass jar one, on your glass bowl, rather, that's a good, 3 to 4 people there. But it's wonderful. Now, there's many deviations you can do on this. What do you like on your chicken wings? We already did chicken wings. What do you like on your nachos? That's what you want to do. Now, okay. Say you want to watch the game and not cook, and you want to go to a facility that shows the game has good food. These are my choices. And the game starts at 2:30. So you're going to want, if you want a good seat, you want to get there by about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and start enjoying yourself. First, I've got 5 places you might want to go. And they're all good. They're all good. First on the list is Tony's Sports Bar. They're at the corner of Gaffney and Airport. Great ownership from JD and Joy, plus great bartenders, wonderful location, great patrons there. Lots of fun, great camaraderie. They have a good kitchen ready to serve and many TVs where you can watch the game. Fenders, again, great ownership, many TVs, fantastic food. If you like wings, I classify them as having the best wings in town. Pike's Landing, great ownership, great food, great service. Jeffrey B. makes one of my favorite wings, his recipe, the Dragon Wings. Lots of TVs. Hey, drive your snow machine up there, this location, have a great time. Salty's. This is a small location, so you better call for a reservation if you want to get inside the bar, or be there about 12:30 and wait for a seat at the bar if you want to sit there. Great location, great food. The Banks, lots of TVs, great beer selection on tap, great food, pizza, and I always enjoy their Cajun wings with the ranch dressing dip. Their staff is on it, great place to watch a game. You'll enjoy yourself there. Well, Fairbanks, there you go. Your Super Bowl day is planned. What do you want to do? Go to a place with your friends and have yourself catered. Lots of TVs, lots of people there. Or we always get together. You're going to go enjoy your friends at your buddy's house. Or are they coming over to your house? And you're thinking of things you want to cook. We've given that to you here. That's what we do here at Fairbanks Foodies. Enjoy your day. The Super Bowl is an American day. It's our day. Enjoy it. The commercials, I really don't care about the halftime show. But that's me, you know. They don't have Aerosmith or the Rolling Stones out there anymore, so it doesn't matter. That's when you go and do some of your food at the halftime. Enjoy it. Be with friends. Enjoy the camaraderie. And Fairbanks, what we're going to do is we're going to take now a commercial break, listen from some of our wonderful sponsors. They're fantastic. And we will be back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays, complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at QualitySales.net. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome. Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. The first part of our show was talking about Super Bowl food, Super Bowl locations. Gave you some great ideas. Hey, don't be afraid to do a DoorDash, order some food for your house. You know, the restaurants here in Fairbanks, they really do that great. Don't be afraid to do it. Order out, order in, enjoy the day, get out there, get her done. Now, Wednesday is Valentine's Day. Guys, this is mostly going to be directed at you. Your wonderful lady in your life, your significant other, your spouse, your wife, that lady you're trying to impress. Simple as this. If you have not made, it's Saturday afternoon. If you have not made your reservations for Valentine's Day, get off your backside, get off your keister, because it's going to be too late here in a little bit. They're already filling up. Don't ask me how I know that, because I know that. So, my recommendations for a wonderful, romantic, great, top-shelf meal. The Greens. Give them a call. The Pump House. This is probably your savior. They've got a lot of space out there, and they can probably seat you. They have both the Senator Saloon, that was after Senator Frank Murkowski, and they have the dining hall. I enjoy going into the Senator Saloon and just sitting in those low couches with the table in front and just enjoying myself with my wonderful girlfriend. That's what I like to do. The Turtle Club. How can you not like the Turtle Club? They might be able to save you, too. They have a lot of space out there. They have different, you know, from 5 to 9 o'clock, they're going to have different available for you to get out there and get this done. Lavelle's. How can you not like Lavelle's? They are fantastic. They've got a great menu. They got an incredible, they got the best wine list in Fairbanks, if not in Alaska. They're fantastic. They have great servers out there. You're going to love Lavelle's. And another favorite of mine, Giraldo's. They got this day down. Anyway, I would also recommend the library, but they're already booked. Don't ask me. Well, that's how I know. They are already booked. That's the first place I called, and bam, they had something like at 4:30 on Wednesdays. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, you've blown it. Or maybe you want to add a little bit of amore to the night. Maybe you want to cook for that special person in your life. Well, guys, it's Valentine's Day. This is on you. So listen up. I'm going to give you some advice. Hopefully it works. First of all, don't cook her a steak. Do not do it. Big, hefty. That's for a guy. Don't do it. Cook her something that she's going to remember. Be romantic. I'm going to give you two entrees here. First off, go to Costco. That's right. You're going to Costco, to the meat department. In the meat department there, they have something that's special. Racks of lamb chops. That's right. They have them there. Okay. You're going to get two of them. And what you're going to do is when you take that home, your cooking temperature is going to be 400 degrees on the top rack, and you're going to have the top rack down at the top third, and it's 30 minutes. So 400 degrees, 30 minutes at the top third. Now, the chops come in a package of 6 to 8. So you're going to get 2 of them. You're probably not going to have them all, but you're going to have enough. And then later on, you get some, you know, seconds later on that night or the next day. What you're going to do is you're going to place them on a baking tray, bone side down. Now, here's your spice rub. For each rack, you're going to have a half teaspoon of dried rosemary, garlic, granulated garlic, thyme, oregano, and onion powder. And you're going to spice all over the meat side. But before you do that, you're going to put a nice coating of olive oil on there. Then your spice rub. Then you're going to put it in the oven. And you're going to cook it for your 30 minutes. But the secret is having that thermometer, meat thermometer in there. Because when this thing hits 125 degrees, depending on where you have it in the oven, everything about it, you're pulling it out at 125 degrees. You're putting it, you're taking it out of your baking pan, your baking dish, putting it on a carving board, putting a piece of aluminum foil over it, and you're letting it rest for 5 to 8 minutes. That way your juices redistribute. Okay. Now you got to figure out a side dish. Again, you're not going heavy. You're serving a very good glass bottle of champagne. So what are we doing? We're going with angel hair pasta. Comes by the pound in a box. You're only going to use a quarter of it, a quarter pound of angel hair pasta, and you're going to place this in boiling water. Now, you got to remember, angel hair pasta cooks fast. And this is a two-part process to cook the angel hair pasta. You're going to boil it, cook it just past el dente. And then what you're going to do is you're going to finish it in a small saute pan with heated olive oil that you've sauteed up diced garlic in. And you're going to put in there maybe a quarter cup of olive oil. Not that much, because you're finishing it off a little bit of cooking, so you're absorbing the olive oil into it, and you're implementing, you're putting a taste on it. Take the pasta, empty it into a strainer, then put in the olive oil and coat and flavor. Your last item that you're cooking is, say, yellow squash. It's easy. It's fast. Take your squash, slice it down the middle, then take one half of that, that's all you're going to need, and slice it into 1/3-inch sections. You're only going to need half the yellow squash because it's you're going to have enough there. Then, again, saute pan. Heat up some olive oil. Put some diced garlic in it and, say, oregano, maybe half teaspoon. The cooking process of this is about 5 minutes. You don't want to get this vegetable dish wilted. You still want to have some texture in it. So be stirring this as you go. Okay. The plating. Here's your chance to make yourself look really good. You're going to cut lamb chops into individual pieces. You do this, and on the plate, you're going to lay them down in a half moon. And then you're going to put one with a little bit on the other, then a little bit on the other, then a little bit on, you know, just stacked in a half moon section. Then you're going to take your place, you're going to take your cooked yellow squash, you're going to put it in the center of the half moon. Then the angel hair pasta on the side of the yellow squash. Now, if you want an appetizer, go to Fred Meyer's and get their nice cooked shrimp and have your cocktail sauce, dipping sauce, ready to go with that. Boom. You have your champagne. You have your appetizer. You have your meal. It's ready to go. Your presentation looks great. You need a dessert. Here's what you do. This is why you have me on the air. This is why you listen to me. Go to Fred Meyer's, the frozen food section. Get a tiramisu. It's frozen. It's great. It's easy. It's ready for you. You got this. Or. If you have cognac in your home, here you go. You go to the store. You get the vanilla bean ice cream. And put a tablespoon on top of your little dish of ice cream on top of the ice cream. It's great. Now, make sure you have good champagne to go with this, and you better have some flowers, too. Have some flowers in the center of that table. Now, if you're going to cook shrimp, you're not going to have the shrimp appetizer. But if you're not going to cook the lamb chops and you want to have shrimp, what you do is we have the champagne in a saute pan. You put 1/3 of a cup of a 1/2 pound cleaned and divined shrimp. You're going to take that 1/3 of a cup of champagne. You're going to dice up some nice garlic, throw it in there. After about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, you're going to also throw in some oregano. Then you're going to put your divine shrimp in there. You don't have to put a spice rub on it. Take it easy. Throw some lemon pepper in there. It's great. Maybe a little Italian herb such as basil and oregano. Saute it all together. The shrimp, the garlic, lemon pepper, basil or oregano. You're going to cook it until it's cooked through. Nice, plump. Don't overcook it. Do not overcook it. You plate it, and you're golden. That's right. So there you go. I brought you through a Sunday football game, restaurants to go to if you don't want to cook, things to cook if you want to cook. Order some DoorDash, have it delivered to your house. You got that. I gave you my 5 recommendations of places to go. I gave you my recommendations on different variations on cooking chicken wings, the biggest chicken wing day. I gave you a thought on Guy Fieri's trash can nachos. I call these David's wine container nachos with different things on how to do it. Enjoy Sunday. We've been waiting for this day for a year. That's right. It's finally here. Then we hit Wednesday. Candy, flowers, champagne, good restaurant. The restaurants to try if you... When this show is over, get on the phone, make your reservations, get your flowers ordered, have a nice ball of champagne if you go out to a restaurant for when you get home that evening, a nice amore night. It's Valentine's Day. Well, it happens once a day, and guys, it's for her. It is not for you. It's for her. And this is how you do it. Well, one of the ways you do it anyway. So, heck. Am I saving you guys or what? Super Bowl and Valentine's Day on one show here in Fairbanks, Alaska. You're listening to the OG of your Saturday shows, and we're Fairbanks Foodies. That's why you have us around. We enjoy ourselves. We have attitude. And remember, have no fear in cooking. If you blow it, pizza's only 30 minutes out. Be bold. Take some risks, try some new things, look up wonderful recipes with cookbooks, internet. I so enjoy going over to Barnes & Noble and looking at cookbooks and their cooking magazines. There's so many ways to have fun with food and friends. You have a great weekend. I hope your football team wins, or whichever team you're rooting for. You have a great day. And I will see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.